Got a couple of guests, and now first set of guests, Nikki Natai and Lee Caitlin. By the way, if you want to look up, we're on Facebook as well, if you want to see what these people actually look like. They can even wave at you. They're up there, people. So good morning, guys.
Morning.
Now, you've got a couple of gigs or one gig coming up that you want to...
We definitely got one coming up at Rangihoa on the 26th, which is a week today. Playing with several other bands, Waiheke International Soul Orchestra, local band, Waizo, New Telepathics, the Sandy Mill Band. Sandy also sings with the Telepathics also, so she's going to be a busy bee.
Yeah.
There's Lee and myself, and there's going to be some DJ guests as well.
Yep, so that's Rangihoa on the 26th. And so who's the sort of the opening act? Is Waizo for that? Is it kind of...
No, the Waizo's the headlining act.
Oh, okay.
It's me and Nikki who are opening up.
Oh, yeah, I got that the wrong way around, didn't I?
So it's our first gig with this new project that we've just started.
So tell us a little bit about that. I mean, Nikki, this is a little bit of a sort of Oyawa seems to be a little bit on hold for a bit, and so you're sort of branching out and trying some new things with Lee, and how'd that come about?
There's reason for that. My partner Miles is the drummer of Oyawa, so he's had to put his drum kit away temporarily. He's going through, he's due to have back surgery at some stage this year. So in the meantime, he's doing a side project via Cruddy, and I am doing a side project with Lee.
Oh, yeah, we played a Cruddy track earlier on. and what's your guys' kind of like, how would you describe what you guys are doing now that's different from...
It's electronic music, but with songs. I think it's the sort of start of it was Nikki guested on a Waizo track of ours, In Love With Your Enemy. So I sort of did a bit of a drum and bass tune, and on the EP that we're going to release, we wanted sort of different people sort of featuring on it.
Right.
And because me and Nikki and Derek have been playing in like Aaron Carpenter, and we did the Tom Waits tribute and stuff, you know, we all sort of know each other. So we just said, oh, Nikki, do you fancy giving a go at this? And she knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
it was really good. And then sort of afterwards, we were sort of like, Nikki said, oh, I've got a few demos here, and do you want to do some? And it just sort of started from there, really.
Yeah, I mean, so Lee, most people would know you as a quiet bass player.
Yeah,
is this
your
alter ego here? Do you get to like...
Well, no.
Jump? What do you actually do? I mean, are you mix it? What do you kind of...
The way we've been working at the moment, which has been pretty cool, is either Nikki's got a song and she'll send it to me, and then I'll write music behind it and send it back to her, and then fingers crossed up she likes it.
Yeah.
And then that's the other way as well. I'll write music and I'll send it to her, and then she'll put vocals on it and send it back to me. And so the way we sort of play it live is I use Ableton and I use a launch pad and a DJ mixer and a few effects and a few synths.
Yeah.
So I've split all the tunes up into sort of clips, so we can trigger clips whenever we need them, and then add different bits and remix it on the fly as well.
So is this something you've been doing for a while, sort of secretly? Have you been
doing electronic stuff for ages.
Oh, have you?
And then I've been sort of doing stuff by myself for a while, just like, just in between bands.
Yeah.
And then it's only sort of got, like, the past sort of, like, with Waizo starting and that we started, you know, releasing stuff.
And
then now with what Nikki and I are doing.
Yeah. So what are you guys calling it? Do you have a name for this?
We do have a name, but I don't know if we're going to announce that just yet.
Okay, that's all right.
I'm easy.
Yeah, well, yeah, we are. We didn't have a name
before you came in.
Before we came in. We didn't have a name before the posters for the gig on Saturday went out.
Right, yeah.
So that's why it's just Nikki and Lee. But it's called New Trick. But it's spelled NEUTRIK.
Okay.
It's a bit of a nod to that krautrock band in the 70s.
Nice. And so Nikki, this is a bit I mean, you've kind of been experimenting a little bit with gadgets and electronics, haven't you, a bit lately as well? So is this kind of just a nice segue into that for you as well? I mean,
the pedal balls are getting larger.
Yeah.
I've always taken on board the approach that there's nothing you can't do. At least sure, have a go. And like with the Revelators, we did the Tom Waits gig. I was in a cockpit of several instruments, of which I played, you know, minimalistically. But there's no reason why you can't do that in general with anything you know, for the future.
So, you, I mean, when you've been playing solo a little bit as well and you've got sort of
I'll start with...
Is that still crept into this project as well?
At the beginning of 2018, I said to myself, I'm no longer saying no. I'm going to say yes to everything that comes my way.
That's dangerous.
And towards the end of the year, I said yes to everything and it was getting a little stressful. It was it's about creating a balance with everything. That's something I've had to learn.
Yeah.
But this year I'm not going to say no to anything. Yeah. Like I'm involved in this thing on Sunday,
which
I only found out about a couple of days ago.
Right.
But I actually quite like the pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm quite prepared to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's stimulating.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're stressed.
Yeah, I imagine there is a lot of stuff to learn if you've come from a fairly traditional, you know, playing instruments, stringed instruments, et cetera. And
there's ways and means of making it easier by the resources around you.
Yeah, yeah.
But, there's no point trying to overcomplicate things.
Yeah.
I'll do the best I can, but making it as simple as I can.
So is this your guys' first gig?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can foresee a few more of these things
as
you get better and better.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, you had a little sort of Facebook video, which I thought was really interesting. Have you guys sort of practicing, rehearsing, presumably?
Yeah, I think that was the second rehearsal. Second rehearsal. And it's really nice and easy because we can just do it at my house.
Like
hiring a place and stuff like
that.
Yeah. We can just sort of do it whenever. But yeah, that was the second rehearsal.
Nice.
And it's going really well.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was the first rehearsal, it was 4-2 to you, wasn't it? Like, I made four mistakes, you made two.
Yeah.
And so then this rehearsal, I think it evened out a little bit.
So there's elements of improvisation as you're going along. I mean, you're changing things up as you go. And how does that, is that something that you're comfortable?
Yeah, well, it's the same sort of, I mean, a lot of the songs that we do at the moment, we're sort of doing it in the same kind of format, but there's a, you know, I've got a synth where I can add little bits and Nicky can improvise on vocals.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I sort of wanted to do is, it's the same thing as I do with Wiser.
Mm.
It's like, you know, you've got electronic music and if you do it badly, it can just be very monotonous. Very sort of clockwork.
Yeah.
So the way I've sort of done it now is we can jam, we can extend things out.
Right. Right.
So we could, it's just like being in a band, really. You know, so if you want to extend a bit for a bit, it's just like looking at each other and going, what change yet? And then I'll add another little bit here or whatever.
Yeah. And Lee kind of knows me as being, I like to stick to a recipe, a blueprint, a formula, and so because it's hard enough me remembering words as it is. So I rely on that.
Yeah,
now, the only time I'm going to be spontaneous is if I forget my freaking words. Yeah. I'm going to be spontaneous.
Well, that's it. That's when you can do your rap.
That you've got up your sleeve. So the gig is on, what did I say, Sunday or Saturday?
Saturday. But there's a rain date, right?
Yeah, there's a rain day for the for the Sunday.
Is it? I haven't done the weather yet. I don't know if it's...
it's going to be like this, isn't it? Like, hopefully, let's be positive. Yeah. It's going to be scorching.
Yeah, slip, slop, slap weather.
It is hot. And what time is everything sort of like gigging and how can we get tickets, et cetera, all that kind of good stuff?
It's from 4 till 9, so it's a daytime event.
Yep.
I think kids... gets open at 4, is
4
it?
4 p.m.
4 p.m., yeah.
And shuts at 9.
Kids under 14 coming for free, so it's a family.
Oh, that's
it's
good.
A family do. There's you can get tickets from undertheradar.co.nz. There's a locals price, which is $35, and then general admissions $45.
Okay,
and that's for like that's a full day with like two DJs, four bands, food trucks, and stuff like that.
So. So there'll be there's food and stuff. There usually is down at Rangi Hall, isn't there?
Always.
Food and stuff.
Always
is that the only place? Is it only Under the Radar? I'll just keep a note of that.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the door even.
Undertheradar.co.nz. Yeah.
And so maybe you want to give us one more line. Who else have we got on the lineup for that day? We've got you guys.
Yep, there's us. There's Waizo, Waiheke Island Soul Orchestra, the new Telepathics, who
you've
toured with. You've done tour dates with them.
Yeah, where are they from? Where are they from?
They're a mixture of like Darren's and Sandy. They're from Auckland. They've been mates for ages. And it's sort of Darren's sort of baby, and he gets sort of musicians in around him when he can, because it's a very big band. And then they've got like, there's an American dude playing congas. Then there's
a few
African dudes playing.
Darren from the island, used to live on the island?
I'm not sure.
No, I remember Darren. Full stop, Darren.
Yeah, full stop, Darren.
No, I don't think it's him. I'm not too sure.
When you said drums, I thought, maybe it is.
He's been around in the Auckland music scene for a while, yeah. So they play sort of Afrobeat, Fela Kuti type stuff, which is really cool.
Could be, yeah. Yeah. I need to check that out.
Yeah, no, they're really good. They've got horns and they've got loads of percussion and stuff like that. And then the Sandy Mills band, that's just her band, and she's got some really talented musicians in her. But I think she's got the singer from Pluto, remember Pluto?
Oh, yeah, he plays
drums.
Oh, okay.
And then a few other sort of top quality musicians doing her stuff.
Right. Well, that sounds good. I'd be excited to go see you guys. Yeah, I mean, after watching the little video, I thought, that does look really good.
Awesome.
Okay, well, I shall try and remember that and repeat it later on the show. Where to get tickets, if you want to go to the show, undertheradar.co.nz, which I'm pretty sure is just spelled like Under the Radar.
It is.
All one word, no stops.
No weird R's in there, like R-A-D.
We can put a link on the YP.
Sure, I'll do that, actually, and I'll link straight to it. And anything else, guys? We might.
This is our first gig. We've done a bunch of recording as well, which you're going to hopefully.
Oh, that's true. Yes, I forgot. I knew
there was something there.
Yeah, so we've got a whole load of songs ready to go. So it's just a case of more recording and more playing, hopefully.
All right. And so I am going to go out with one of your guys' tracks. This is called No One Has to Know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the one from the video.
And if you want to see these guys, make sure you go down to Rangihaua next Saturday, starting gates open at 4 o'clock, and get your tickets at Under the Radar. Here's the track. So you guys are now calling it New Tricks, right?
New Trick.
And this is No One Has to Know. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
There we go. We didn't get it.
Conversations are